Jim Kennard is an underwater explorer. He says he and his colleagues were canvassing miles of lake bottom with a remote control video camera when it finally happened.
You're kind of sitting there, and I won't say that you almost fell asleep, but it's like, oh, you know, there's nothing going on. And then all of a sudden, you see something, and the adrenaline kicks in.
What they found was a mid-19th century Canadian schooner called the Royal Albert. In 1868, the ship was carrying hundreds of tons of railroad iron. But the water was rough and the iron shifted, its weight splitting the ship open at the seams. The National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo, Ohio, funded the June expedition. Executive Director Christopher Gilchrist says these shipwrecks help people understand the history of the region.
I think you have to think of it like a big thousand-piece puzzle. Every shipwreck is a little piece of the puzzle.
It's estimated between 5,000 and 8,000 ships sank in the Great Lakes over the last three centuries. Hundreds have been found, well-preserved by the cold, fresh water. But at the bottom of deeper lakes like Lake Ontario and Lake Superior, hundreds more remain undiscovered. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.